Everyone would,
Right. We're all Michael. The Olam is Michael. So, we're picking up the Gemara here on Mem Gimel and Aleph, Maseches Menachos, continuing with the Sugyas of Tzitzis. So the Gemara says that Rav Yehuda, Rami Tachilta Leparzumaya the Inshi Bese. Rashi explains what that means is that he would put tzitzis on the beged of his wife. Put tzitzis on the begadim of his wife that she would cover herself with. Hayamatel tzitzis lebeged shemuskasa bo ishto. Okay, certainly by, as I said before, by today's standards that would be considered a little bit radical. But he puts it on his wife's garments. Says the Gemara Vayter. What else did he do? Also, umuvarich kol tzafer l'satef betzitzis. And he himself would make the bracha l'satef betzitzis every morning. So the Gemara says, well, one second. We have a question on one maisa to the other. Midirami, from the fact that he put tzitzis on his wife's baguette, what does that imply?
Mitzvah seishal ozman
groma. It's mitzvah seishal ozman groma, otherwise his wife would not be required to have tzitzis. If that's the case, why then did he make the bracha every morning on tzitzis? Right? So the Gemara says, oh, it's kirebi. Titanya tefillin kolzman shemanichon mevarich aleihem divrei rebi. This is like the shita of Rebi, that every time you put on the tefillin, kolzman, every time you put on the tefillin, you make a bracha. So the Gemara says, one second, if that's the case, if you tell me that the reason why you made it every morning is because it's analogous to tefillin, in which case you do it kol zman shemen ichon, oh, ihachi kol shaita nami. So why was he reduced to doing only in the morning? Let him do it throughout the day. Every time you put on talis during the day, let him make the bracha. So the Gemara says, you know what, really it's true, you're right. It's true. Rav Yehuda inish tzniyahava. Rav Yehuda was a very tzniyah person. He wouldn't change his clothes during the day. He wouldn't take off his garments during the day. There was never a time when he was without his garments. So if that's the case, what happened in the morning? If he never took off his clothes and he held it was not a mitzvah shazman grama, mustama, then he was always wearing tzitzis and he was never mechuyev to make a bracha. Make a bracha once and that's it.
He wore a night.
So Gemara says, oh no, because he had a special one that he wore at night and a special one that he wore by day. Mishani, ki mishani miksus laila liksus yom. He would make the bracha when he would take off the nighttime talis, which was mitzuyatzes, and he would put on the morningtime talis, which was also mitzuyatzes. As Rashi writes, shnei talisos mitzuyatzes hayu, achas liyom, v'achas le'laila. Okay? So that's the basic shot over here of the Gemara. It needs to be explained a little bit. We still have to understand the parallel to tefillin. It really seemed to address the question. In other words, even if you'll tell me it's not a mitzvah to say shazman groma, so why are you making a bracha all the time? Right? We didn't really address that that issue. So again, just to go over the basic shot, the Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Yehuda make the bracha every morning? If he held that tzitzis was also a mitzvah that applied at night, there should be no reason to make the bracha in the morning. So the Gemara says, oh, because Rabbi Yehuda held that you make a bracha every time you're misatif with a talis. Every time you're misatif with a talis, you make the bracha, similar to every time you put on tefillin. Just like the shita of Rabbi regarding tefillin, so too was the shita of Rabbi Yehuda regarding talis. So the implication is that the other shita, meaning not Rabbi's shita, the shita of the Chachamim that argued on him, apparently held, no, that you don't have to make another bracha here. Okay, you don't make another bracha in the morning. Why? Because they hold that Laila loves man tzitzis. If you hold that there's no mitzvah at night, right? If you hold there's no mitzvah at night, then what?
Then it's a mitzvah say Isha Asman Grama, and you would have to make a bracha every single time you put it when you put it on in the morning.
Say again?
If there is no mitzvah at night, then it would be mitzvah asei shehazman grama. So therefore, when you put it on in the morning...
I'm sorry, yeah. If you hold... No, I apologize. If you hold that Laila is Zman Tzitzis, okay. But you don't hold like... If you don't hold like Rav Yehuda, then it sounds like that's why the Gemara is asking this question, because the other position didn't maintain that there was a good basis for making this bracha. Or unless you happen to hold like Rebbe regarding Tefillin. That's the only reason you make this bracha. But otherwise, if you hold Laila Zman Tzitzis, and come this morning, there's no real reason to
make this
bracha. Alright? Now, even if you're swapping begadim, it sounds like. Even if you're swapping begadim, if you don't hold like Rebbe regarding tefillin, there's no real reason to make a new bracha. And the truth is, the Gemara in Sukkah, if you have a Sukkah, it's good to take a look at it now. If you don't, it's good to check out. We'll wait a minute for Sukkah. Maybe. You want to grab two? You could keep this Gemara out. Maybe just grab two sukkahs. Never mind. For our purpose, I just want to show you from Rashi that the Gemara is clearly talking about the brachas. So as far as the Gemara here in Sukkah on Daf Mem Hayman Beis, a few lines here that seemingly have the same approach. The Gemara says, when it comes to lulav, since every day is broken up by a night during which there is no opportunity to take the lulav to perform the mitzvah.
7 different days.
Each day is a new day, begabe the mitzvah, and therefore, on each occasion that a person takes the lulav, meaning on each day that he takes the lulav, is going to be required to make a new bracha. Masha'ein kain, when it comes to sukkah, it's, you know, you have to eat there, you have to sleep there, it's one long continuous mitzvah, and therefore, it's enough to make the bracha at the beginning, and that's it. Inshallah Yisrael. Okay? Obviously, we don't paskin that way, but there is a good argument to be made. Let's say a guy comes into the sukkah and never leaves, right? If a guy comes into the sukkah and does everything in the sukkah, maybe he wouldn't make a new bracha every time. That's if you go out. But let's say the guy's in the sukkah the whole time. You're right. The girl held every time you come into the sukkah. You'd make a new bracha, because each time was a new Maisa Mitzvah.
It's like Thomas.
Yeah. But I'm saying, let's say here it's not like that. Let's say the guy comes into the sukkah, he davens in the sukkah, he has all his meals in the sukkah. It's really Teshuvah Kein Daduro. There's a good argument to be made that you would not have to make a bracha more than, you know. So we make brachas on those Maisim because of the fact that now you went out, so you're coming back, you're reestablishing your kvias, you're reestablishing your dira. But let's say this guy never broke his kvias, he's always there.
7 days straight.
I'm saying, lead tour, if such a thing could exist. No, the guy has to sleep at night. I mean, it's not possible. Eventually, the guy goes to sleep, right?
But for that amount of time that he's not.
Yes, that's right. That's the halacha. You don't have to make a beer. Right, exactly. Even though a guy goes to work, I mean, that's the way the halacha is. A guy goes to work, we say it's not possible he's not involved at all. Right? It's not possible he's not involved at all. That he's totally mufka from Torah. That's why he doesn't have to make Brachas Torah again. When he sits down to his night seder, even though he went to work and he had lunch and he had dinner and he did his kid's homework in the middle, and then he first goes back to learn again, you know, 10 hours later, he doesn't make a new bracha because we assume that he was never fully removed from learning. Certainly a guy who's in the sukkah the whole time. But, so that's this Gemara. Let's put this Gemara aside now. With that in mind. So now... Let's go a little further. I'm sorry. Let's go a little further for the sake of bringing it full circle.
Okay.
But still a memhe. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, no,
I'm sorry. Let me put this on. So if you look right over here in the Gemara in Sukkah, so the Gemara ultimately brings again this piece about tefillin and says that tefillin calls man shemanichem avarich alei, and that's divrei Rebbe. But Chachamim, Omrim, no, Eina Levarach Ela Shachras Belvat. Alright, it happens to equate to another machlokas between Rebbe and Rabba. Amar, Abai Amar, Hilchasaki Rebbe. Rabba, Hilchasaki Rabbanan. So the Abai says the Allah is like Rebbe, and Rabba says the Allah is like the Rabbanan. Okay. But what's the connection to Agamar Menachos? So if you had to say the Shita of Chachamim, what's the Shita of the Chachamim regarding Tefillin? Shita of the Chachamim regarding Tefillin is that what?
that only
you only make it chakras. Only make it in the morning because Laila allows Mantillin. Since Laila allows Mantillin, you have to now make the bracha in the morning.
When you put it on
the first what about Sukkah? What about Sukkah? Sukkah, the mitzvah is called Shiva. When did you make the bracha?
When we say it only once?
If that's the shita, right. If you can be consistent with that shita, you make the bracha only once. What about tefillin? I'm sorry, what about talus? What about talus?
The talus you only...
Talus also you only make it once.
No, but if you're going to say consistent with that, you would never have to really say bracha on tzitzis.
That's right.
Wait, except when? Once in your life?
Except for the first time
it's
that you actually
good. It's hard to say that, but look at Rashi. Back in Menachos, read that Rashi over there, Menachos again?
Which Rashi is it?
The lower right hand side.
Lower left hand side? Where?
No. Mem Gimel. I don't have it open anymore, but.
Yeah, I know where it is. Im kein delaila zimna amay mivarech.
Right.
Ela pam rishon.
Right. Pam rishon. Go ahead.
Kishin it's hatev.
Pam rishon kishin it's hatev. The first time you're in the hatev. Keep going. Kishin kikadasha. What is that? Kishin kikadasha.
Kishin haisa chadasha.
Right. When it's new, you put it on the first time. Make shechian and make all the hatev with tzitzis.
And wait, that's the shita. You and the course
of
that
shito,
Lila is
man
tzitzis. Yeah.
Right. Lila is man tzitzis. Right.
It's consistent. It's a little weird, but it's consistent.
Exactly. So let's speak it out again. According to what we have now, Chacham say you make a bracha on tefillin only in the morning. Why? Because tefillin Laila allows man tefillin. Okay, Laila allows man tefillin. What about Sukkah, where the mitzvah is continuous?
One time.
That's it. Once. Make it at the beginning. What about mitzvah of tzitzis? Mitzvah of tzitzis say the same thing. If you hold it, Laila. Zman tzitzis, then you're going to say, like that Rashi, you make the bracha once because she's chadash, and that's it. Okay?
And wait, and if the Rabbanan held that the tefillin was Laila also?
Laila loves Zman tefillin.
Right, but if they were to hold it was Laila was Zman, then it would be the same as talis with once in your life? Okay, fine.
Stoma, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
So
according to the sheet that holds that Laila is man tzitzis, if you hold Laila is man tzitzis, what do the Chacham say about that? They make a bracha on the tzitzis one time, like Rashi says, kishahaisa chadasha, you make the bracha once. Why? What's the implication? That once you did it, if you hold Laila's man tzitzis,
well, you're never taking off the tzitzis.
The mitzvah continues. The mitzvah continues. Well, we don't know. We don't know about that.
So, if according to the Chachamim, if you were to take it off, then you might have to.
We don't know. No, I'm saying fakir. Maybe even if you took it off, you still wouldn't have to make a new bracha. Rashi says, when do you have to do it? Kishi chadasha. Pam rishon hashem esatik kishi chadasha.
You did the chiyuv once, and then you do. Next time, if you have a great thing done, you're just doing the continuation of
exactly. The it's not an exactly. It's not a new chiyuv. It's not a new chiyuv.
Just a continuation of a
right.
Chiyuv.
No, it's the other mitzvah. So if you hold Laila loves man, whatever, so it's a new mitzvah, so to speak, right? Or lulav. It's a new mitzvah. Every day is a new mitzvah. So it comes out like this. According to the Chachamim, if you hold Laila zman tzitzis, You're not gonna make a new bracha, even though you had hesachadas, even though maybe you were otherwise mafsik in the mitzvah. Why? Because the chiyuv is the same chiyuv. It's the same mitzvah. It's not a new mitzvah. Lulav is a new mitzvah. All right. So this is we need to explain this. This is very difficult. The shita needs to be understood.
It's a good question. If every mitzvah was mitzvah say shlo zman grama.
So that's a question that we have to try to deal with. How does this sheet of the Chachamim make sense? They could have such an idea. Again, that Rashi is very, when you hear that Rashi, it's very shocking, right? Heshi was a little shocked by that Rashi.
I liked it. I didn't find it so shocking.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Elapan Rishon Kishin is Atev, Kishaisa Chadasha, Havel the Varech, Homikan the Elech, Yoma Aricha Dami, Deha El Laila Masiko. As long as Laila doesn't intercede to interrupt the Kiyama Mitzvah or the Chiyah of the Mitzvah, then that's it. You never have to make another bracha. It is a little radical.
Life would be so easy.
Certainly, what's that?
Life would be so much
Life would be easy, but I'm saying in terms of everything that we know about Mitzvahs, that's a little out there, right? Okay. So, the Rav was bothered by this also, and he wanted to try to explain it using a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. So let's take a look at this Rambam and Ravid together. We'll get it fully through tonight.
Hilchos Tzitzis?
In Sukkah. Sukkah. Dr. J, how are you holding up?
Fine.
Yeah? Sukkah, yeah.
What's safer, is it?
Zmanin.
Is that something I should have learned in like sixth grade?
Well, if you think about it, it makes sense. All of the Moadim are in Zmanim. Moed is a Zman, so it's not like all the Yom Tovim are in Zmanim, including Shabbos. Right? And it goes relatively in order. After Shabbos and Erevin, then you have Yom Tov.
Then Rosh Hashanah and Kippur?
Well, Chametz and Matzah. Shofar.
I'll go that way.
Yeah.
The real way.
from Nissan. Shofar, and then Shvisas also is not over here, but saying Yom Kippur is not really in there. Sukkah, Lulav, Kishon Chodesh, Tainis. Okay?
Jeff has the largest print.
Either one. You can just, no one of the old.
So take a look at Sukkah Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. By the way,
what I'm doing in 2 weeks.
Okay, who wants to read? Who wants to read this Rambam here? Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel.
Bizman Hazesh Shanu Osin Shnei Yamim Tovim Yoshvim B'Sukkah Shmoni Yamim.
Right, the Chutzlar. It's basically you sit in the Sukkah 8 days.
ויום השמיני שהוא יום טוב ראשון של שמיני עצרת יושבין בא ואין מברכין לישב בסוכה.
Okay, that's the Gemara. Mesav Yasvini וברוכי לברכינם. Mesav Yasvini וברוכי לברכינם. You sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha?
וכן טומטום ואנדרוגינס
לעולם. Nice. Yeah.
לעולם אין מברכין לישב בסוכה. מפני שהן חייבים מספק ואין מברכים מספק.
Good. So Ram says these individuals, the Tumtum and Androgynous, they have to sit in the sukkah. Why? Misafik.
I didn't say what's so funny. I
said Androgynous.
No, he's...
To me, it's a medical term. Okay.
It was subtle. So, the Olam Eim Mevarchin... Although that's going back to your roots, right? Your father talks that way.
It's true.
But you don't make a bracha, says the Rambam. Why? Because you sit misafik, but you're not going to make a bracha misafik because you have two opposing rules here. One rule is safik brachas lakel, but safik derais l'chumra. So if you have to sit in the sukkah, then it's misafik that you have to sit in the sukkah. If it's safik brachas,
so could it be that every single time after the first time you sit in the sukkah, could it be that every
single time
is... No, it's just a suffix.
Means suffix darban, you're saying?
Yeah.
Means sit on the second day of sukkah, so maybe I don't have to sit there altogether. Okay, take a look at the Ravid. The Ravid doesn't take up that issue, but it's a slightly related issue. Good, you're doing a great job. Va'ani roeh?
Hold on. Va'ani roeh?
You see the offset paragraph there?
Oh, wait.
Right? Yeah. My Rambam is actually on the other side, but I think you're 9th place.
Wait, is your question that it's on the first day, it's something the Reza?
No, after the first day.
Oh. No,
this is right.
So would you be saying that based on that question, so on the first day where it's something arise, so therefore you are archives?
No, only by
something. No, it's not the right one. This one over
here.
Well, can we say about the second day where it's suffix to rebut?
Right, I mean, the first day where it's suffix to rise, so therefore we hold you, do it, you are chayiv. The totem and the drunkenness are chayiv on the first day, therefore it's not a suffix to rebut.
I think he's saying in a day when it's definitely darbana. Let's say it's a day when, let's say it's the middle of the chalom light.
Right.
Does he have to sit in the sukkah?
What about the first day where it's a suffix to rise, so therefore we hold you have to. So right. It's not a suffix to rise anymore, because for the first day it's the rise, and we're in there,
you're chayiv. Let's see the rhyme. Okay, I'll see the right one.
Sorry.
No, he's saying good.
Va'ani roe midivrei rava. D'amar hatam l'damoi she'ei mevarchin al
ha'frashas maestros.
Did we discuss that on Sunday?
Ha'frashas maestros?
No, never mind.
No.
Something else. Mishum d'rov...
D'rov amihel. D'rov amihel. It's ma'asun heim. We have a rule. We assume that most people, even Amoratzim, do take Meiser. But if not for that rule, if not for that umdana, if you will, then Misreka Mevarchin, you would make the bracha. You would take the tithe and make the bracha. Why? Misreka Daraisa. Meyata Yadinan. That what?
Vadai tumtum the androgynous. Chayavin Levarech.
Ad Kan L'Shana. So let's just speak out the question. What's the Ravid saying here? What's the Ravid's Kasha? Ravid says, listen, from Ravad, who says that the time for Demai, that you don't make a bracha on the Hafrashas Maisros, is because Rav Amirat is a Maisrim Haim. The implication is that if not for that, you would make the bracha because it's Savik Daraisa. And from this I see that definitely Tumtum and Androgynous would be Chayav Tumim Mevarech. So what's the Ravid's taina regarding Tumtum and Androgynous? What's the Ravid saying about Tumtum and Androgynous? That they're Chayav to make the bracha. Why? Because it's Savik Daraisa. What's the Savik Daraisa here? What's the Savik Daraisa?
Whether they, on the first day, whether they would have to make a bracha on the sukkah.
Where is the suffix?
The suffix lies
in the Oraisa.
It lies in the Tumtum and Androgynous.
Lagabe what?
For sitting in the sukkah.
Sitting in the sukkah! That's what the Rambam says. You have to sit in the sukkah because of the suffix. Well, you have to carry the mitzvah. Right? The bracha? Bracha's not the Oraisa. Bracha never derives. Actually, not necessarily never. Birkas HaMitzvah, 99% of the time are derabanan, and they're never ma'akev. Birkas Kriyashma might be deraisa, right? But otherwise, bracha says a rule. Maybe Birkas Torah on some level, but otherwise, Birkas HaMitzvah are derabanan. So, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying they have to sit in the sukkah because the mitzvah is the suffix deraisa. When it's a potential mitzvah d'oraisa. Let's assume we're talking about the first day. Let's keep it simple. First day, they have to sit in the sukkah. Why? Suffolk d'oraisa. They have to sit in Yom HaRishon. Now you'll tell me to make a bracha. Ram says, no, bracha. I'm not going to make a bracha. That's a suffolk. The only reason why they're singing is because of suffolk. I'm not going to tell them make a bracha, me suffolk. The Rav says, no, 1 second. You see that if they're chayav to sit there, then of course they have to make a bracha.
So
what's the Ravid saying? Now I have to try to understand what's the Ravid saying. How could you tie into that there's a suffix deraisa? What's his lashon here? Van Jorgen, he says me'ati adina vaday tumtum van Jorgen is chayav and avarich. Why? Menishu sveka deraisa. Halav hachi, if not for the fact that we have this rule of rov ami aretz ma'isim heim, what would you say? You'd say misveka mevarchin on mishum shu sveka deraisa. And from that I know that by androgynous and tumtum on sukkah, they would also have to make a bracha. The implication is saying that's deraisa. But it's not deraisa. The bracha's not deraisa. But I'm just saying the pshat now for the raivin. That's the problem with the raivin.
What's his...
You want to say again? I'll speak it out.
Wait, but the maskana.
Who's maskana? His maskana? He's arguing on the Rambam.
He holds it should be Gemara.
That's right.
Because if it's the Chayu Doraisa,
he wants to say it's a Sofik. It's a Sofik Doraisa. Sofik Doraisa,
then they are Chayu because Nishon Sofik Doraisa.
That's right. He's saying Sofik Doraisa even on the
Bracha.
He's saying even the Gabri the Bracha is a Sofik Doraisa.
The Bracha itself is a Doraisa.
I don't know. Now we have to explain what he means. But he's saying because it's a Sofik Doraisa, they have to make a Bracha. What that means, okay, we have to explain.
Is he saying because it's the right to sit in the sukkah, therefore they would have to
sit? Now you're already trying to explain, but I'm giving you the facts, ma'am. You'll explain. Okay? I'm saying the Rambam is much more smooth. The Rambam says, listen, brachas, what? Not smoother?
Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
The Rambam's saying very simply, you have a mitzvah, the guy with the mitzvah, savi deraisa. The guy with the bracha, that's a separate institution. Because the mitzvah are separate. So I'll tell you, the suffix by the mitzvah is one suffix, the suffix by the bracha is a different suffix. Okay, fine. Now, what does the Ravid mean when he says that Tumtum and Androgynous have to make a bracha because it's a Suffolk Torah? The Suffolk Torah is only Lagabi the Mitzvah, not Lagabi the Birkas HaMitzvah.
I don't recall. What is Tumtum?
One of them, Androgynous, is what we call Simonov Bachutz. It has both male and female organs, external organs, visible.
It also has ovaries and testes.
Yeah, that's what I mean by both organs.
The ovaries, of course, are not external.
I'm saying the sexual, the reproductive organs. It appears to have both reproductive organs. And the tumtum is simon of bifnim. It has neither visible. Okay? So they say, so it's a whole question. How do you view each one? That's not our sugi for tonight. But androgynous could be suffix zachar, suffix nekeila. And tumtum, they say, is like a bria bifnei atzma. Or maybe it's the other way around. But each one has a whole lumdus, how you learn it. How you learn what it is. But both of these guys, because they could be that there's a tzad zachras to them, could be a male. So since it could be male, there's maleness there on some level, we're mechayev them because of the suffix. Maybe this is considered to be a zachar. It's considered to be a zachar, we're mechayev them for the deraisa.
Wow. It's like you could spend like a whole year on that.
That took you there's volumes written on it
too. Which part?
Yeah, it's also real. It's like a similar type of sugya. Chati Yavah, Chati Ben Chorin.
What about by Nida?
Nida? What do you mean?
Is there Nida?
Oh, you mean, you mean does androgynous menstruate, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does it menstruate? You ever have such a patient?
No.
Quite
rare.
Yeah.
I've seen some weird things.
Well, yeah, unbelievable. Well, maybe you know about this. Unbelievable. I had a Talmud. I mean, maybe I should have mentioned this. Brachos and mitzvos are never ma'akev one another. That's a rule. Birkas HaMitzvah is never ma'akev. If a person picks up a lulav and forgets to say, Antios lulav is yotze, you're not allowed to make the bracha anymore. That's it. Two betzos said, you yotze the mitzvah. You don't get a check in the bracha box, you get a check in the mitzvah box, but that's it. Brachos is a separate institution. So that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying very poshut. I'm a chayav to say to do the mitzvah because it's safek daraisa. And as far as the bracha box goes, that's a safek darabanan. And I'm going to, as far as brachas go, and we have a rule: safek brachas lahakel. Not even because it's darabanan, maybe because it's shalavim mostly shem hashem levatala, whatever the reason is over there. But safek brachas lakula.
Yeah, but still, because they hold the rabbanan do hold themselves. The rabbanan hold your chayav based on this principle. So the bracha could exist. Because the bracha goes on the mitzvah. It's not like, I accidentally didn't do this thing, therefore I have to go back and, I didn't make this bracha, therefore I have to go back and do the mitzvah again, but I make a bracha. No, this is, we're suffix.
Sure. So what are you trying to say? You want to say that
that's why the rabbi holds you.
That the bracha was dragged along with the mitzvah.
The bracha still exists. It's not like you accidentally, you're yotze already, so therefore it's independent. You were yotze this mitzvah, now you just don't make a bracha, you're already yotze. But here, you're chayev because of this sofik deraisa of the chumrah.
Right.
That once you're in that realm of chiyuv, for whatever reason, I don't care about the way about it, the cause, but now the factually you are chayev, now this bracha comes in, no?
No, because you're not really chayev. You're only chayev misofik. It's only
But that's a chiyuv.
But it's a chiyuv misofik. I'm telling you should do it misofik. I'm not saying... You know, I'm not being machriya that you're...
So you're not really, you don't see the mitzvah per se, you don't see the suffix.
No, you're doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. If you're... What?
To me, that seems like two different things, no?
No, I'm saying, at the end of the day, you did the mitzvah, right? You did the ma'aseh. If it turns out that you're chayiv, then you did it.
Right.
If you weren't chayiv, then it's okay. You didn't do no harm, no foul.
Right.
But I'm not going to say, I'm not saying definitively that you are mechuyev to do this mitzvah.
Oh, so you're just saying you have to do this ma'isah.
You have to do this ma'isah because of the suffix that maybe you're mechuyev to do a mitzvah. That's right.
But I'm telling you. There's a difference between the ma'isah mitzvah and the mitzvah.
Well,
no, I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to say. You must do this ma'isah on the, not necessarily off chance, but on given the possibility you might be chayiv in the mitzvah. But I'm not saying definitively that you must that you mechuyev in the mitzvah. I'm saying I'm not sure. We're not sure. It's a suffix.
Is there no room to say that, no? You are chayiv based on this principle. I'd say you are chayiv in this mitzvah.
If you were, you want to say this? You're asking like this. You're asking, does the rule of suffix daraisa lechumra
make you chayiv?
Does it, is it machria the suffix? Does the fact that you go lechumra, is it machria the suffix?
Okay. Sure.
And I'm saying no. Yeah, I think it's that you. You're chayiv to act in light of the suffix. You're chayiv to act in this way.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, if the rule was what you're saying, then yeah, then maybe that would be true.
Is that totally is that like not true? Factually.
Right, I think that's...
Like that wouldn't be... you can't even say that's a sheet that's...
No, I just don't think that's the way it works. Okay. I think that's not... You mean, could Raivin be understanding it that way? I don't know. I'd have to look around to see if there is an understanding like that, but I don't think that's... Certainly not the traditional understanding.
Okay, fine. Because you're still... You're up as far as...
Right, doesn't mean... No, because you're calling it a suffix. So you're calling... It's still called a suffix. It's suffix...
I'd say originally it's a suffix, not anymore.
It's still called suffix d'oraisa. It's not...
No,
I'll tell you where those types of questions come up. Not necessarily over here, but you have it elsewhere. For example, you say rove. Or you say... what you're saying is good. Rove or chazaka, for example. What do those things do to a suffix? What are those things? Do those things remove a suffix, or they just tell you how to act in light of a suffix?
Oh, okay, fine.
Right. So you have those chakiras over there. Over here, when you have a suffix, the raisal chumra, I think by definition we're saying it's a suffix. It is a suffix. So you just have to now tell you how to be nohig.
And you can't make a bracha on the neon. On the principle.
No, because the whole thing is predicated on suffix. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, let me just tell you the step that the Rav took, and then we'll stop here for tonight, and maybe next tomorrow night we'll, because this really doesn't have anything yet to do with our case of Talis. But he's setting it up. Okay? So he wants to say like this. It's a chiddush. And he admits it's a chiddush. He wants to say like this. That you have to say that what the writer means over here. As the Chazal, we're not masaking a separate chib of Neyatzmo to make brachas before mitzvahs. Right? That wasn't the takana. This is what I thought you were going initially. He says, that's not the rule. They didn't say, okay, you have to make brachas before mitzvahs. He said, the din of Birkas HaMitzvah is a function of the chib of HaMitzvah. As I thought you were saying this initially. Maybe this is what you mean. What does that mean? You want to say that the machayev to do the mitzvah, the machayev is to do the mitzvah with the bracha. Okay, let's speak it out. But not because of the suffix. So therefore the bracha is, he's saying the bracha is a kiyam in the guf ha-mitzvah. The bracha is a kiyam in the guf ha-mitzvah. And midrabanan, you're mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimusa only when you make the bracha on the mitzvah before you do the ma'isa mitzvah. Okay, so therefore it comes out like this, that birkas ha-mitzvah are totally on the mechayiv of the mitzvah. So, and maybe this is what you meant. He says, once you say that tumtum and an androgynous are chayiv in mitzvahs, yeshiva musukah midin safek, because of safek darais l'chumra, now, rabbinically, midrabanan, who the rabbanan instituted the birkas ha-mitzvah, so they say that now, since you have a mechayiv to do a, that's what you meant? Okay. Since you have a mechayev to do the mitzvah, that mechayev is also mechayev you to do the bracha, which is also produced by this chiyev. That's what you meant?
That's what I meant.
But I don't think it's because of the suffix. It's not. He's not saying the suffix is allowing you to do it. That's not part of the...
Right.
It's the suffix is just now your mechayev. Once you have the mechayev... Okay, if that's what you meant, I'm sorry. You should have done a better job in defending yourself then.
That's right.
So he says that the Birkas HaMitzvah is a product of the Chiyuv to do the Mitzvah. So once I have a Chiyuv to do the Mitzvah, even though it's Misafik now, so that is Mechayiv me to do the Mitzvah, and the Rabbanon say that when I'm Mechayiv to do a Mitzvah, I also have to say a Bracha.
How is that a Chiddush?
But that is a big chiddush. That is a tremendous chiddush. Well, the Rambam is much more pasha. The Rambam says not like that. Rambam says no. The mitzvah is l'chud and the bracha is l'chud. That's the normal way of looking at Birkas HaMitzvah. Right? Normally, the normal way of looking at mitzvah is that does he have the mitzvah? And then the Rebbe Chazal came along and said, okay, we want you to make brachas before mitzvah.
Oh, okay, so I thought you were saying the Rebbe.
The Ravid saying.
Oh, I understand that his shita is a chiddush. I thought you were saying he was saying chiddush of the svar. His svar as opposed to someone else's svar is a chiddush.
No, I'm saying the Ravid is a chiddush. The way he's explaining the Ravid is a chiddush. I mean, it is a chiddush. It's be'atzim a chiddush. I'm not saying it's a machudish dick way of explaining it. I mean, you have to say something. Right? It's not.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is a radical explanation. Okay, I'm saying the Ravid is a radical position.
Right.
You checked that already? Yeah, he's so gone. Okay, we'll go and scan Gleitana tomorrow. But he was saying this, that the Rambam holds very simply. You have mitzvah and bracha. Bracha is not totally a nechiv a mitzvah. You could be mechiv in a mitzvah, right? You can be mechiv in a mitzvah, and that chiv does not speak to the chiv of a bracha, like you have here. Safik tells you, okay, you have to make do a mitzvah, a ma'aseh mitzvah. But to tell you, am I going to make a bracha? No. So even now, Tumtum and Androgynous are chayim misafik. They have to sit in the sukkah. They don't have a chiv to make brachos because of a separate rule which guides brachos. But the Ravid is saying, no, that the chiv of making brachos really stems from the chiv of doing mitzvahs. That's what the Rabban said. The Rabban said, when you mechiv to do a mitzvah, you mechiv to say a bracha. That comes from the same chiv. It's not that we mechayev you separately. So once you learn that they stem from a common mechayev, okay, anytime I have a chiv to do a mitzvah, even when it's going to be misafek, I'm going to mechayev you to make a bracha. So that's why the Ravid could get away with saying that this chiyuv now is it's like the Rabbanan was saying you have a safek daraisa. It's a rabbinically produced safek daraisa on the bracha. That's a chiddush.
Yeah.
That's a chiddush. Okay, so now we'll just set it up. We'll just tee it up for tomorrow. So once we have this big chiddush in the Ravid, so with that we could try to explain the shita of the chacham here that there's no. Separate chiyuv of birka of brachos on mitzvos, all right, and that's why you could have this position that you can get away with making a bracha once on the mitzvah. Why? Because it's always the same achayiv. I mean, it's no new chiyuv to say a bracha is going to emerge because it's always the same achayiv. When I have a cessation in the machayev because night is not part of the zman of the mitzvah, so I have a new machayev the next morning, now I have a new chiyuv to say a bracha. But if it's always the same machayev because it's an ongoing mitzvah, so if you hold like the Ravid that the machayev to do the mitzvah is what's machayev in the bracha, okay, I don't have a new machayev to do the bracha. Okay, what is it? Pam Rishona, Kishahai Samasati, Pam Rishona? I'll say it 100 times, I still can't quote the Rashi without looking at it. I'm probably not even looking in the right place. Anyway. I'm looking in the wrong Gemara. That's why. No, that's Sukkah. That's why it's. Pam Rishon Kishenis Atev Kishahaisa Chadosh Havay Lavarech Hamikan VeElach Yoma Aricha Dami Daha Ein Laila Masika. Laila's not Masik. What do you mean Laila's not Masik? Oh, Laila's not Masik. The Machayev. It's the same Machayev, so if it's the same Machayev, I'm sorry, it's Menachos, it's all in the bottom there. There's a slight gears of change in Rashi, but it doesn't change the Pshat. It's just here, it's like a word, ha.
Ki.
Something, ki, ha, yeah. Right? Ki halach manya, halach manya. I have whole pages of Pirushim on the ki ha or ha. But over here, it doesn't really make such a big deal. Right? So you'll see, right, that the Rabbanan, that's what the Rav wants to use this Svar of the Raiva to explain the Rabbanan, that if you'll tell me that. Now again, that also means the Chacham have to be learning like the Shita of the Raiva, but if the Mechayev for a Bracha is the same Mechayev for the Mitzvah, and the Mechayev for the Mitzvah never goes away, because it's not Laila Masika, then you never have to make a Bracha. Right? Oh, only in those cases like Lulav, where Laila is not Zman Lulav, and the next morning is a new Mechayev. Oh, new Mechayev for the Mitzvah, new Mechayev for the Bracha. Alright, so we'll speak about it a little bit more tomorrow, and maybe we'll even move on to the next Sugi for tomorrow. Okay? Good work out. Tomorrow, tomorrow Rav Pesach gives this year at 9 o'clock, so we'll learn from 8 to 9. Okay? 8 to 9, believe me. Until when are they saying Shema?